Welcome to another installment of That's Not the Point podcast. I'm your girl Tosh in the States, and across the way is my girl G. What up, G?
Hey, how are
I'm
you?
great. How are you? I know you're very happy because I could see that it's so sunny there.
This is what I've been waiting for.
I know
This is what
everyone
I've
that
been.
I've been seeing lately, because it's sunny here too, is like things could be like burning down around them, and they're like, but the sun's out, so it's great. I'm thriving.
it's true, but other than that, like I'm really excited. Like I've been going out a lot,
You
adventuring
have
out.
been.
I have. I don't know if I said it in the last episode. First of all, I was listening to our last episode. It was really funny. You and I ended it so hilariously. It just
We need
ended
our
like,
audience to come up with a good sign off. I still struggle with our sign off.
I know. You said something about like a bat and hit it home run or something like this.
I?
And I was like, yeah, you're like, it's another home
Interesting, because
run. I
that's
was like,
the sport I know the least about.
I know, me too. I can't watch that. Baseball's the worst. I thought your dad
It
was into
is the worst.
baseball.
No. Baseball games to go to are a lot of fun. Like you have a beer, maybe a hot dog that's like $37. And then you sit in the sun and it goes quick. But to watch it on TV, I don't know how people do
I think I've been to like three or four baseball games in my life in New York, of course. And the last one was at the new City Stadium, the Citibank or whatever it's called, where the Mets play. I can't. It's just I don't like it. I don't like that sport at all. Who has this kind of time? Not me. But don't get me started. My people who live in the Bronx, that's what they do. They're obsessed with baseball because they're all Dominicans
Like Jenny
and
from the
every
Block.
like don't get me started, okay? Did you see this documentary? Did we talk about it? I don't know, guys. You guys have to tell us. I don't remember. All I know, life was really hard for her. It was really tough because she's Jenny from the
She
block.
looks like she had a hard life.
She really does. Speaking of that, she looks amazing. I didn't want to talk about this,
Of
but
course
I
she
saw
does.
her. Anything she wears, anything she does, she looks so fly doing it. And so I really can't poop on
She
her
was a
because
fly
it's a
girl.
hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. I'm saying, I mean, she makes a lot of sacrifices to maintain her body. She's a great dancer, but her acting and her singing, I'm just like, girl, just look pretty in pictures. What's wrong with that? We could go for that. Do a Kim Kardashian. She knows her strengths, but she's
She
getting
knows her
into
shame.
She does. She's a lawyer.
She's a
Anyway,
lawyer.
she's a lawyer. So I wanted to catch up with you. I don't think we even talked about it off pod together, but I had a fun couple weeks, days. I don't know last time we spoke, but at least on pod. My husband and I were at a restaurant, and I made friends with a table
Yes,
next
you
door.
do.
I did.
You're
So,
always like, I met this girl from Nicaragua. I met this girl from Ethiopia. I met this dude from South Africa. I met this dude. I was like, oh my gosh, you're the United Colors of Benetton? Is that what we're talking?
yes, United Colors of Benetton. Seriously, and these are moves that you would never make in your home country. I just think there's this open door policy when you're meeting strangers, and there's no like real risk. If they don't like you, they don't like you. But I would never do this in New York. Well, I have,
I
but
know. I think you would.
yeah,
You're very
probably.
open and friendly.
I am, and then I get tired of people so fast. It's so funny. Listen, I like you, so that's good. I really love you, so I had to go find your ass, like. I've had to dig in the crates. So I'm glad that we started talking. I think we've been doing this podcast for a minute now, so I'm kind of proud. When you
Yes.
guys are able to listen to all of our episodes in full, that's another story. Well, Johnny's on it. Johnny's working hard.
Johnny, our intern, he wanted to go to take spring break off. I was like, no, Johnny, we don't give spring breaks off here. We work through spring breaks. There's no spring breaks there.
None of that. None of that. Listen, you're fired. It's so good. No. So I'm going back to what I was saying. So I met this table, and it was like majority Italian and other cultures were there too. And I really struck it up with one of the girls, and we were texting and talking. Let's go here, let's go there. So a few days later, we met up at this international bar, and I've been there before with people because it's like well-known, like English speaking. We had a great time. They did everything that they could to like bring like it's like a networking thing. Whatever industry you're in, we switch cards, we do this, we do that. And it was really, really cool. There were some games. My friend won two beers. two beer cans that are like produced by that bar. And she did. She had like a little cocktail purse or a little purse with her. She was like, what am I going to put these beers? She was like, what? She's just holding them, just walking around when we went to the next bar. It was hilarious. And a few days later, she's giving me a voicemail. She's like, Giovanna, this girl left me a 92-second message, all in Italian. And I messaged her back. I'm like, did you mean to send that to me? Because I don't speak Italian. She's like, the minute I say your name, I'm in Italian mode. And she's like, and she's been talking to like family members right before she spoke to me. So she was like, I don't know. I just felt like I should speak Italian. She's like, what I was asking you was, do you want to come out and meet some more Italians? And I was like, yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. So it was very spontaneous. And I met them at this Italian restaurant, which I told her, I was like, listen, I'm trying to not eat carbs. And you already know you're going Italian. But I did anyways. It was just, it was like burrata and 72 types of different breads. Okay. And that's what we were eating. And we were drinking wine, of course. You're drinking your wine. You have to absorb the bread. Like you have to absorb the wine.
So good.
So good. I was proud of myself. Like, it was really funny. The reason I want to talk about it on pod is I'm so curious of how people got to Germany. And I'm more curious about people just speaking different languages and moving to different places and how scary that could be and things like that. So I grew up with first generation Italians. To spend like this afternoon, this evening with the natural born Italians was very fun for me. And they're all of different places in Italy and stuff. So I had like so many questions. I was like interviewing them and I'm like, how do you guys feel about Italian Americans? Is it a source of pride for you? Like, you know, Hollywood makes so many movies about Italian culture. Some may be negative to you. Some may be positive. How do you feel? And, you know, I think the sentiment was, I think they well realized. And I think it's died down since we were younger. The whole myth about, you know, people being hooked up, you know, they know somebody in the mob type of situation.
Yeah.
Like we over exaggerate that in the States, which is something that they're just like, you know, we ran with it. And so that was very interesting. Whatever stereotypes you have about your own culture, America kind of like exacerbates it sometimes and makes it, you know, whatever. So I like to hear from people what, you know, what they think about how they're perceived. So a few of them had traveled to the States often. None of them really had family there, which I found to be interesting. I feel like somebody has somebody living in the States. You live in the States and your people from Europe too. So, and they were from all different parts and it was really, really interesting. And we're all talking about our experiences here in Germany and all this kind of stuff. So they're like, we have to get together. So it was kind of cool. So I want to talk about that and explore that a little bit. This is like a culture, a subculture within a subculture here. I'm very happy to be amongst them. And then they start breaking out into Italian, which I'm just like, all right, relax. When the words in English. But it was so funny. I have to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I was like, we start talking about Hollywood. One of the girls, all the scandal that's going on through hip hop and everything like that, this girl was so on it, okay? Telling them the whole story. Like, I couldn't have narrated better because the words she couldn't find in English, she starts saying in Italian and even sound better than would have.
Shade sounds better in Italian.
She was really breaking it down, you know, and how intertwined it is between Hollywood and music. And they were like, for real? All this is happening right now? So hopefully by the time you guys listen to this episode, a lot of things would have died down. So I was telling you how excited I was. I got invited to this party.
Yes, I want to hear all about it.
Oh my gosh. So it was at this like fancy schmancy hotel in the city center. We have this place called the Reeperbahn. And the Reeperbahn is like the Vegas strip of Hamburg. It's like this long street. The red light district is there, you know, where the ladies are, ladies of the night. Mm-hmm. Whole bunch of debauchery goes on at night over there. It's crazy. But this was a fancy smancy place. And so my big thing was, and you know, I don't even like her. But I mean, it's not I don't like her. It's just I don't care. Kim Kardashian was in town and she got paid tons of money to appear at this. I don't know, it was like an influencer meets technology type of seminar situation. And I was really curious to see if she would be at the after party, but she wasn't. But I got to meet someone really cool. I work on my German by watching German television and content. And the only thing I could really like get into is Germany's Next Top Model, and hosted by Heidi Klum, and which I didn't follow in America too tough. I remember the first. I stopped watching it after Yaya and Eva.
She blew up.
Yeah, those two. I think that was like the last season I watched.
Yaya, was she the one? She was like a petite, curly black hair.
Yes, beautiful. She's Brazilian or something like this. She's
okay.
A beautiful girl. I love her so much. She's acting and she's on a show on Netflix now. She's doing her thing. So, I mean, it does open opportunities even if you're not going to do print modeling anymore. So that's good. And Eva, too. She's working constantly.
Yeah.
So Eva? Eva?
I don't know. Is it Eva or Ava? That's a good question because there was someone else that I know and I don't know if it's Eva or Ava. Ava is usually with an A, though, right?
Right.
Eva, is it the E?
I don't know. I feel weird calling her
Eva. I guess it depends on how you want to say it.
Yeah.
Plantains, plantains.
It's the same. It was really cool. So I was watching the season and I texted with my friends and we watched the show. And there was this one contestant who was so funny. And to me, he stood out the most. And I was like obsessed with him. Dude, he was like ripping the clothes on the runway. He was doing all kinds of mess, tripping, falling. But he was just so lovable. And I loved him so much. And he's my favorite. And I kept telling my friend, she's like, you love this guy. And I'm like, I don't know. Just something about him. He's wonderful. Long story short, we're having a great time. So everything's great. We're just having a good time and dancing and chilling. And I was talking to someone and I get tapped on the shoulder and she's like, look, it's Lucas. Oh, my God. I was like, what? And I immediately recognized him. He was a finalist. Was he a finalist? The same one I'm obsessed with. And this was, I think, the first year that they did co-ed modeling, like women and men. So a pair would get kicked off every week. So I was like, we rooted for you. He was like, thanks, girl. He was really cute and really sweet. In the States, you could run into people all the time, especially in the city. You could run into people at a club or something all the time. So I was like, wow, is this the beginning of that here? So I'm very happy. I met my very famous German celebrity, reality show celebrity. But I'm really happy. I was so psyched. I woke my husband up. He's like, what? And I was showing him pictures. He's like, that guy, you met that guy? I was like, yes. Couldn't believe it.
So he was a contestant, not a judge.
No. He was a model. Yeah, he was a contestant. Model. Yeah. He's so cute and so he's sweet. So cute. Oh, and we like talked for a little bit. And I think he was really happy for people to recognize him. So I go back to this to talk about the Italians.
Okay.
From before. I was very happy to meet him, and maybe it doesn't mean anything to Americans or anything like that, but sometimes I feel like even meet like a celebrity from a reality show in some countries doesn't even mean anything. They prefer to meet the American celebrity. Like people were whispering about Kim Kardashian being in town, and that was a thing for the night that she was presenting or whatever. This is my problem with the effect of like American culture on different countries, and I'm not exaggerating in any fashion. Like, I feel like we all do this. Like, from your family's culture, there are celebrities that you know probably that they're not known globally, except for, what's her name? What do I keep calling her?
Oh, Nelly Furtado. Nelly Furtado. Yeah.
I keep calling her Nelly Furtado.
I love how I know what you're talking about when you don't say the name.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I was like, Furtado. Nelly, everybody knows her.
What? Nelly Furtado. Nelly Veggie Furtado.
You know what I mean?
We don't have many popular.
Yeah, but you do. But you do. You have television. You have networks over there. You have television. But it feels like Hollywood gives you one and they're like, deal with it. And we're talking about that. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm not up on Italian celebrities. The only one I really know that comes to mind is like Sophia Loren for Italian. Right. And she's like Eternal. She's like their Marilyn Monroe or whatever. And then after that, I'm like, There's another one, Bussolini, whatever. She's famous too, and she's very, very beautiful. I can't remember her name. But it's like very weird. Don't you think that's weird? How that works?
I don't know. I know in Europe they also copy all the networks, all the TV shows off of like American stuff too. So it gets a little bit to be like has been. Like they have like the Idol shows, the singing show, like, you know, I don't know.
But do they give them, like, do they fan out? Do they scream? Because I was sending the picture of to a friend of mine. He's very into fashion and very into top model and stuff from the States. And he's like, oh, that's so cute. Like, oh, that's wonderful. Like, it didn't mean anything to him because he never even knew Heidi Klum was here doing that. So that's not a big deal. But like, if it was like someone from top model somewhere else, do you get what I mean? I feel like that's not, that's like unfair. Like everybody's so up on American culture. And I'm like, it's like they almost disregard their immediate culture. Like I was just saying, that Italian girl knew everything going on in hip hop.
I know. Yeah. Good point.
You know what I mean? Like she named everybody. And I was like, wow, she's really been following like blogs. And like, she's shaking her head. Like it's crazy. It's deep. Because they had no idea.
That's hysterical.
I think we underestimate, I don't think we do. Do you think we underestimate American culture globally, like their effect?
Like the influence of American culture? I mean, I think I do because I forget, like, okay, like for instance, like artists who go on tour here, then they have like the Europe leg of the tour. Like I always forget, like the people in Europe, like, oh, they know the same artists that we know. So yeah, I think we probably do underestimate their influence globally.
Crazy.
At least with music. I don't know.
It's bananas to me. I just think, and also like they go to Europe to like revive their career to.
Yeah.
And this has been going on since forever. Like, what's that girl who from disco? What's her name? The disco lady.
Let's Kylie dance. Minogue.
Oh, I can't sing.
We see it?
Girl. Donna Summer. Sorry.
Oh, Donna Summer. Oh, I thought you're, I don't know why I thought Kylie.
No, I just think it's, but her too. But her too. But no, she. Donna Summer used to live in Germany. Like she wasn't doing well as an artist in the States. And then she kind of blew up over here and then brought like that back to the States. And I think that's so like fascinating. Like I wish we could know globally more artists from around the world. What I'm loving though, out of like, what do you call that sound? Now, I can't even remember. They have like, what's
like
the
Afrobeats?
Genre called? Afrobeats. I can't remember. Afrobeats. They're, thank you. I'm down bad. Yeah. So like Afrobeats is making a thing and people are knowing people's names, which is a good thing. It's like great. Good. Yeah. And I love that Jamaican reggae. Like remember all those names
we knew. So good.
Right? We knew so many artists in the early 90s. Remember that? Like it was so mainstream.
The best.
It kind of ended with Sean Paul, but that's another story. I love him though. But
I have a CD in my car.
I could
in my CD Rolodex.
How many CDs do you think this woman has?
I'm gonna count, and then it's gonna be like it's gonna be a poll. Poll for our audience.
People are gonna be like, when was this podcast recorded? In the early 2000s? Because I don't know why.
I also have a digital music account, but I do have my Rolodex binder of CDs, which I believe is in my car as well. Just
is
in case,
like
I have old
school
Rihanna, I have like her first CD, I have like Sanity Kane, I have Sean Paul's. I was like, oh girl.
All of Mariah.
All the Mariahs.
Her whole catalog is in your
car. She was on the horse, when she was a butterfly, when she was hip hop.
Mariah, she's like.
You remember that video?
She was on a horse?
She was like crying in the necklace. That's her, when she evolved from Tommy Mottola, when she like broke free.
So did Beyonce steal that from her?
Oh no, because hers is more Western.
No, before that, the Renaissance. She was on
I thought you were talking about the recent one. No. Do you like her recent? We've talked about this. I've got a mixed. Her recent. I haven't really either, other than like the main song. That's on the radio, but.
I don't really listen to. I listen to what they put on the radio once in a while, and then like you know I'm into that like whole TikTok rabbit hole, so I know 30 seconds of each song.
Good. I need to do the TikTok stuff. No,
or
I don't
want to
get involved in it.
I already have a short attention span. It's shorter now. It's crazy. I'm talking to my husband. If he doesn't tell me something in 30 seconds, I'm just out. I'm tapped out.
You're out.
I'm like,
you're like I'm elsewhere.
I have no idea what you're saying. And then like mid conversation, I'm drifting off and thinking about 18 million things. And I'm like, if this is doing it to my old ass brain, what is it doing to like kids who are just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling? I'm like, they're going to have some problems. But
yeah,
since the nice weather time is coming up and we have to address this because it's very serious. and people have to know about it. And okay. I'm obsessed with it. We've talked about it a billion times before, but it's just like an update.
Ozempic. Ozempic update. Our weekly Ozempic update.
This week, I heard. Have you heard about this?
No.
So it's soon bathing suit season is upon us. What happens is people are burning fat so much, they're losing their asses. Is it worth it? Because I've been trying to build a butt like Build-A-Bear for years. That's a side effect. So that's another reason. Every time I'm like, don't take it, don't do it. Because, you know, I'm going to the States soon.
Yes.
So I want to.
Yeah, I don't think it's, I wouldn't.
Right, right.
You've been doing good. You do the boxing, you do the zap, you do all this stuff.
I do a lot of rosé, and I do I do a lot of Chardonnay. I hate Chardonnay. So
you
everything.
Do your water.
I do my water, thank God. But that's not enough. Like I have to like really like be careful. It's very hard to go out and be social and be like, I don't have a water. It's the worst. And I'm like, I'll deal with it tomorrow. I'll go to the gym. I have to be serious about what I'm putting into my face. So second Ozempic issue. Is Miss Oprah Winfrey, the queen of everything.
Yes.
She apologized to the nation, to the world, about being a part of like toxic diet culture. Like she feels guilty about like pushing people, trying to get people to go on the diet. And I'm like, oh, easy for you to say now since you found the remedy in Ozempic, but you were paid to be in Weight Watchers, right?
Yeah.
She's done so many fads. She did the no carb, like she's done it all, and I think we've all spent a lot of money trying to follow different diets that she's done. Not me necessarily, but I feel like how convenient for her to say that now she's at the goal weight that she wants to be at. What do you think about that?
You know, I think to give her a hard time, I mean, she's as much a victim as like a proponent for like these weight loss things, right? Like she's fluctuated. It's not like she's been skinny her whole life. And I mean, I don't know. I kind of give her some slack. I'm not like a huge, I'm like neutral with Oprah. Like I'm not like Oprah is God or like I can't stand her. But yeah, I feel like she's just as much a victim like we all are. Like we want to look good. We fluctuate. We try different things. Different things don't work. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is she getting a lot of hate for stuff that she like? I mean,
no,
what's
I
her
think
stance?
When She admitted that she's on the Ozempic or whatever, whichever one she's on. She admits that she takes the injections, which is great because people are like, how did you lose this weight so fast and all this kind of stuff. So she admitted to her wrongdoings. And because at first she said she wasn't using anything and everything was up to like just watching what she ate. And people are like, nah. But it's not for everyone. It's expensive for some people. But I'm like, is it really expensive? Because you know it's expensive? A gastric sleeve. Or lipo, or all the other things that we can get. So I'm not even really sure about that part. But she apologized for being a part of the culture. And I'm like, at 70 years old, now you could say it, but we spent the 80s and 90s, you know, watching you struggle, which you're right. She's absolutely a victim. And I'm sure the network executives wanted her to lose weight. She's probably not even sharing all those stories about how they probably told her, you have to lose weight. You have to lose weight. But then that became a part of her brand. Watch her go up and down.
Yeah.
That became like, oh, what diet is she doing now? And season 86, is she going to be fat or skinny on the premiere? And I think we were all kind of like waiting for that.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like, and right, like she's able to do it where the average Joe, we're not readily able to do it. I mean, unless, I mean, I don't think so, right? Like, as far as like being on it, so with wealth comes accessibility and all that stuff. So I don't know. I mean, I think you have to be cautious about it. Like there's so many things coming out now about Ozempic, but then there's so many more people now on it or maybe just coming out about it. So I don't know. But like, I know she definitely has had her weight loss issues too. So I try not to like judge her too harshly, but
I think it's hilarious. And I think we talked about this off pod, but maybe we did on pod. We're talking about like how people did not even want to get the vaccine. Nobody wants to get vaccines. I don't know what's inside of it. I don't know. And now Ozempic is like, people are lining up for it. Ozempic comes, they're like, I can wear a bikini by the summer. But this was a fun catch up, and
fun catch up.
We're definitely gonna follow up with the whole Ozempic season. You're gonna see your friends looking mad different in the streets. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
but we're gonna.
Seeing your friends in the streets, I'm gonna be seeing you soon. You're coming to the U.S. in a few weeks. Drinks and fun and all that good stuff. So I'm looking forward to that as well as the next time we record.
Yay! Do we record from the States? We'll try it. We'll see if we can.
We'll try it, yeah. And then maybe we'll get a little bubbly after.
Yeah, or during, and we can say
or
crazy
before,
things
yeah.
that we can apologize about later on in the
exactly.
next episode. Yeah, all of that. So it's been so good catching up with you.
So good. All
we'll
right. To everyone out there, enjoy the sun today.
Enjoy. Bye.
Bye.